Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Okay, let me go. It's a man's world. John, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, John?
Well, I was saying to Aisling there earlier on, because of this feministic world we live in, it looks like women do.
Oh, right, okay.
And because the men are being more diminished over time, I mean, I will not apologise for being a man today. I'm being a real man, not a twinkle-toe man going around.
What's a twinkle-toe man?
Oh, these kind of feminist men, that kind of, you know...
I heard who are reaching for their inner femininity.
Like, family man, and they're afraid to say anything against the wife, or they're afraid to give an opinion or a true man, a manly opinion. Those type of people.
So a non-masculine man is
what
you're
saying. Yeah, a non-masculine man.
So are you a masculine man?
Well, I would say I'm just a manly man that just says what I think, and that's the end of it. You like me or lump me, and that's so. Like yourself, you like a lump.
Yeah,
that's the way it is.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so and you do you think men's role in society has been diminished over time? You believe?
Yeah, Niall.
What, because of equality?
Just look at Hollywood there. Okay. The last number of months there, how many male actors have been diminished in favor of female actors?
And in what respect? Give me an example of what you're talking about there.
You look at the Ghostbusters movie there. It's all women.
That was shite. That was an awful
Wars
movie.
The last Star Wars movie. It was more female.
Yeah, the leading role was a female rather than a male.
And even
You could argue, John, that for years, many years in Hollywood, the leading roles were always men.
No, I'd argue different there, because you've always had a unique. You always had
So it's just a bit of balance, isn't it?
You always had a good balance between. Like, let's be honest, there was a lot of good leading ladies in Hollywood. A lot of the good.
I mean, I agree with you, by the way, in the sense they brought out that Ocean's 12 and Ghostbusters, which were all female casts, right, to try and make a point, a political point, and they flopped.
And Doctor Who as well
It flopped. Well. Flopped. And I'm delighted it did, because because it proves nothing. It should be the role, if it's a man's role, should be a man. If it's a woman's role, it should be a woman. Men are not trying to replace women, so women shouldn't try to replace men.
Well,
even the suggestion that James Bond should be a woman, for example, is ridiculous.
At the end of the next movie, when eventually we get there, but this word, toxic masculinity, that is offensive to a man today, because we are not toxic. Just because the same isn't said of a woman doesn't mean that a woman couldn't be toxic in a way.
Well, there are toxic women as well out there.
Yeah.
Toxic femininity.
I mean,
yeah,
the feminists won't allow you to say that, because that's just, degrading the woman again. So, I mean, at the end of the day, we do need to strike an equal balance here between men and women. And men and women are equally important. Like, doctors and nurses are equally important to society, and so is men and women.
Okay.
And
men and women
have different roles, and they have,
All right, so overall, you believe it's a woman's world more than a man's world at the moment?
Well, because of this, there's a man's world. The man's world.
No. What I'm saying is, you believe that men's roles in society have been diminished. I'm just rushing to a break here, John. I'm going to take it back out of the way.
Shattered by this liberal agenda.
Okay, stay there, John. Okay, if you want to stay there, or Aisling will ring you back after the news anyway. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Number's 087-188-0008. Is it a man's world or is it a woman's world?
In the vast majority of cases where there's a one person working in the household, it's the man. The woman gets to stay at home all day, mind the children, which she wanted to have, put her feet up, drink coffee, have her friends around, chat, natter, watch the soaps in the afternoon. How can that be anything other than a woman's world?
Yeah, it's a bit of a simplistic view, isn't it, of the whole thing? But anyway, the reason I'm talking about this was I read an interesting article, by the way, in the Irish Times yesterday, Malachy Clerkin, where he states that for women, going out for a run brings back a spectrum of feelings from discomfort to fear. Now, he was prompted to write it after he read a tweet by an English writer and lecturer called Rachel Hewitt, who had basically written, she said, "Right, I've been doing some reading and writing about young women's experiences in a public space, and it's made me so angry and upset that I have to share and digest it all with you." Now, from there, she went on to detail the findings of her study, and she says, "Not to put a too fine a point on it, the main barrier is men. Being among men in open spaces generates what can kindly be termed a spectrum of unwanted feelings among women, exercising from mild discomfort to outright fear." It's paranoia, if you ask me. "It comes in a multitude of ways, some glaringly obvious and some not entirely so. Some that most of us men, at any rate, wouldn't ever think of being an issue. The three young lads in your local park hanging out on their bikes would appear to the vast majority of us to be not a particular big deal. Plenty of us indeed have been those young lads on those bikes. But study after study and country after country has shown that teenage girls are reluctant to go running in parks because of young lads hanging out on their bikes. What? Okay. Some of it's rooted in bad experience. The catcalling and the mindless braying that gangs of teenage boys have been known to do since time began. But some of it is simple self-consciousness on the part of the young girls. The three lads on their bikes could be award-winning Boy Scouts for all one knows. To a solitary teenage girl running in the park, they are not to be trusted. Jeez, that paints a very bad picture of men, doesn't it? Suggesting that all boys would do that. And I'm not going to disagree. And, you know, I have said this before to Aisling and myself when we've been out having a smoke outside. And I see builders primarily, construction workers pass by and look at her in a certain way. Now, if they were females, I wonder would they look at me in a certain way? Probably not, because I'm 57 years of age. I'm probably not as young and attractive as Aisling. But in saying that, I get a bit embarrassed as a man at the way they leer at her. But then I put it down to human nature sometimes. Sometimes it's human nature. As long as they don't do anything to her or say anything to her. And, you know, I've had that as well. Obviously, you know, when we go to listener parties or something like that, you know, where you get kind of a lot of women coming over looking for photographs and they hang out of you and pull out of you and all sorts of things. And it doesn't bother me, to be honest with you. But anyway, I want to know, do you believe in our society that men and women have it easier? I mean, I can give you lots of examples as to how men, you know, don't have it easy either. You know, we talk about family law. We mentioned that earlier on. And Richie writes an interesting text here and he says, it's hilarious to listen to some Western women of the 21st century, and he says some, claim they are oppressed, when in truth, they are the most pampered and privileged people to ever lived in human history. Forget for a moment that for the millennia, virtually all of our forebearers lived in abject poverty and indentured servitude, regardless of gender, and that only those of noble birth, including women, wielding any sort of power and held sway over the lives of everybody else. Today, women have every freedom men have, and more. Can anyone name one specific way in which women today are disenfranchised in favour of men that cannot be explained by arguments of biology, free will, straight up lies like the gender pay gap? Because there are a multitude of ways in which women receive preferential treatment, gender quotas, healthcare, family law, education, university places, degrees, to name but a few. Virtually all workplace deaths are male, as are suicides, homelessness, homicides. The list goes on. It is acceptable today only to discriminate against men, with straight white males bearing the brunt of public derision. Okay. So in other words, he believes it's the other way around. So let me know what you think. Who has it easier? Now, John was on before the break. John, have you been thinking about it and digesting it during the break?
I have more for you on that one.
Oh, yeah, go on. You have more for me.
No, I don't know. I don't want to hold up the lines. But,
oh, you know, you're grand. I'm coming to gym in a second.
Look, Niall, domestic abuse today is both male and female.
Oh, it is, yeah. Well, they say 40% of domestic violence is male, but go on, yeah.
Okay. Now, you look at ads maybe about a year ago.
Yeah.
They're getting a bit better now with the male end of things.
Yeah.
But they were all female. Mm. Every one of them. You look at it. Now,
well, that's marketing.
That's
because they spend the money. Yeah, but go on.
I know you're going mad at this, but I have to say, you look at the Rape Crisis Centre. It's more woman-orientated. It's not male.
But that's the great suspect, John, that's because more women are raped.
Yeah, so can men. It's just that men don't talk about it or are afraid to talk about it. Because,
I don't believe physically men are raped as much as women. I mean, I know the gay community have had a huge problem, and on a serious note. And I think the figure, I remember reading a figure there recently, 7%, I think, of rapes are male.
Mm.
Yeah, psychologically, maybe a man can be taken advantage of sexually. Yes, I would agree.
Yeah, but can you imagine if a man goes to a police station and says, listen, I'm after being raped by the wife last night. The police officer would laugh at him.
He wouldn't laugh, but he probably wouldn't take him as serious. You're right, yeah, you're right.
But if a woman went in and said,
I agree with you when it comes to domestic violence or, you know, emotional abuse at the home. If a woman goes into the guards, she's taken a lot more serious than a man. I would completely agree with you.
Yeah, which is wrong, because a man can experience the same abuse as much as a woman. It's just that it's just not seen in society as much.
Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me just go to Jim if I can. Jim, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Jim?
Good afternoon, Mr. Boylan.
Good afternoon. Okay, well, let's come away from the more serious issues, although they are important. But, I mean, generally speaking, who has it easier?
Look, we call it per se, and you can put inverted commas either side of this, it's a woman's world because men let them think that's what it is.
Oh, I get you.
Yeah, we allow them have the...
We allow them?
Yeah, we allow them to think
okay, okay.
Their world.
Right, okay. It's not condescending, is it? But however, yeah, go on.
No, come on.
We allow them think that it's their world.
Yeah.
Okay, and what's the advantage of allowing them to think that?
Because it makes life easier for us. We get what we want, or we can sort of do, yeah, you're the boss. Yeah,
so you can go to the pub then. Yeah. Grand, yeah.
Yeah, you're the... Yeah, well, look, you go to the pub. There's a cohort of women out there who believe that men were only... the vibrators were put on this earth because they can't buy around the rings.
Now, you got that wrong. But anyway, yeah. I know the point you're making.
You understand? They have their use, blah, blah, blah. And we were put in the middle there just to be used and abused.
Right.
But realistically, at the end of the day, it's our world. We let them live in this little sort of...
Oh, right.
Mythical sort of...
We let them live here, do we, alongside us? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Jim, that's not going to be a very popular remark, is it?
But I'd be a bit like the other lad there that's on the thing. He said,
John,
our manhood, for the want of a better word, has been threatened by these sort of effeminate
males. Yeah. Okay, well, hang on. Let me just get one of these people on. Elizabeth.
Hello.
Hi, Elizabeth. Okay.
How are you?
I'm good. Well, now, Jim basically said, you know, we let women think it's their world so we can get what we want.
Yeah. But you know what I call all them men? They're dinosaurs.
They're dinosaurs.
And when they all are gone, the young fellas coming up today do half and half.
Right.
Now, I'd love to know what they did before they met their wife. Where did they work?
Where did they work before they met their wife?
Yeah, did they work before they met their wife?
Well, Jim, you can answer that.
Where did I work?
No, did you work before you met your wife?
Of course.
Are you still working?
Of course.
Yes. That lady, if you have children, her body was torn apart having birth to your children.
That's not correlation for anything.
She's in the house 24/7. You come home, you clock out at 4:30, maybe 5 o'clock. You sit down. That woman is not finished till 10, 11 o'clock. She gets the kids to bed. You have to get lunch ready. You have to get your clothes, uniforms.
So she has a 24-hour job. But then you're kind of suggesting, Elizabeth, that when men, all men, when they come home from work, sit on their arse and do nothing all evening. I don't think that's the case.
No, well, does she do that?
Sorry?
Does she work like that?
I work.
Yeah, and does your husband give you your keep? Does he give you your money, like, to get the messages? Like?
No, I tell you, I work all my life. I have three sons. They're married. They do their home when they come in, they have barbershops, they have everything, and they continue from the wife when they put the kids to bed. He may bat them, and he is work the next morning, but just half and half. And yeah, some of the lads that are out there...
You're what we call one of these, how would you say, you're trying to get balance up both ends of it and think you can, but at the end of the day, you're still a woman. And, I mean...
What did you just say? Women should know their place.
Yeah, these empowered women.
Ah, my. By the way, Jim, with the greatest respect, that line went out about 20 years ago.
No.
Women should know their place.
Yeah.
That man is going back to the talk these.
Everything has its place in life, Niall.
The talk these is gone.
And do you know your place, Jim? Do you know your place?
Yeah, what's jeopardising our place is like what that previous, the lad said. He says, these effeminate type men, where women can't control them. These empowered women control these effeminate type men, and they make it difficult for us regular fellas then, that we're getting off.
No. They don't control them, because I can see it with my daughter-in-law and her husband. If she cooks the dinner, he tidy up on the weekend. There's half and half, and they get on so well. Same with the chores. When he's off, he'll do half.
Why should it be half and half?
And they have a better marriage today. They can go way off together, Dean.
And does she work and he work, outside the home?
She works in the HSE.
Okay, yeah. So they both have a job and then they both share the chores. Yeah, that's the way it works, isn't it?
The weekends.
Yeah, that's it. Jim, that's fair, isn't it?
Depends.
Well, if they're both working.
If she's sitting on her backside, like answering the phone, I wouldn't classify that as work as a receptionist or something like that.
You get a morning break at work and you get an hour for lunch. You're telling me that a woman can't sit down and have a cup of tea even with her friends?
Okay, well, hang on, because say there was a second. I want to go to Niamh as well. Niamh.
kind of.
Yeah, you're the type of woman who's threatening men's place.
If you're threatened,
yeah, because
by your
you're
in the wrong relationship.
Yeah, but you know, just women in general are threatening Jim's position as a man's man.
Well, then maybe he should just check his issues at the door. You know, you can only be threatened by somebody if you feel threatened by them. No one's threatening men's position. Men and women are inherently different. We always have been. We always will be. We have different roles. We react to things differently. We do things differently, which is why most of the time women are seen as the nurturers. Men have been seen as the providers. It's changed, and it's changing for the better because women like to work, and they can contribute an awful lot to work. But the only person that can make you feel threatened is yourself. If you don't, you know, there's no reason to feel threatened by a woman.
Why are you threatened by women, Jim?
I think she's been reading too many psychology books. When you get these, if you go on about, like, you know, women are this or women are, they go on about, like, we want equality. And then when there's equality and they're still not happy, they're never happy. Never happy. Us regular guys, we like a normal, balanced, quiet life. But you have these power-hungry women that want to take over everything. They want to.
And is there no power-hungry men in the world?
But of course, forgive us for having
that's
ambition.
For example, I mean, you look like... How come all these power-hungry women, they all look like the back of a bus? The likes of Oprah and Winfrey, all the likes of these. And you see the same...
Who, like Angela Merkel and... Well, that goes right back to Maggie Thatcher days. Well, reason... There was a bit of research done recently on women who were world leaders, and many of them don't have children. And, you know, there was a whole article called Childless Leaders. I read it there recently, right? But the reason for that is because that gives those women the opportunity then to pursue their careers better. And that's why those women tend to do well in life. And you're right. When children come along, it makes it difficult for women in particular, because they're the ones who tend to stay at home, to proceed with their careers or to do better. But that doesn't mean they can't have ambition. I mean, you're more or less saying to Niamh, you shouldn't have ambition.
Yeah, well, as I said to you before, Niall, and I put my hand to my heart to this, you're not going to like it. They should know their place. You know, generally speaking...
We do, thank you, Jim. And it's exactly the same place where you are. We don't need to know our place.
But you're not equal to men. You like to think you want it, but realistically, at the end of the day, you know, because realistically, in every sphere across the board, unless it's something specifically related to women, men will always win hands down. Always.
You're right. You're right. Actually, you're right, Jim. I'm not equal to you because I found my way out of the cave. So you're right. I'm not equal to you. I found my way out of the cave. I found my way to have a balanced view. I don't dislike men. I don't resent men. I think men are brilliant. And I think what they do is brilliant. And I think my own partner, who gets up at 10 to 5 every morning and goes to work, I think he's fantastic for doing that. I don't resent him. And I appreciate everything he does, just like he appreciates everything that I did. Because, you see, he knows, like I do, that dinosaurs became extinct millions of years ago and we don't need them anymore.
Yeah. Look, he gets up at 5 because that's his duty to do it, to work and provide.
His duty? Well, no, because he wants to do it.
That's not his duty.
Yeah, but
that's what he wants to do because he has ambition. No.
Jim, you're talking to your hat, Jim. You know, I was in the same position as her partner too, where I went to work and worked hard and worked longer hours, and yet maybe didn't get to see all the milestones that I would like to the kids' life because I wanted to provide and provide a good life for my family at the time. And you know, I don't regret doing that, by the way. But I did it not because I was told to do it by anybody or because I had to do it. I did it because I wanted to do it.
Yeah, but you knew what you had to do, Niall.
No, I didn't have to do it. I could have taken less work. I could have been at home more. But I did it with a good heart because I wanted to provide for a family. And I wanted to make sure that my children had the best opportunities in life.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
If you have a woman to keep and kids to keep, that's what you have to do. You know, you can't stay at home and be looking out the window and say, well, your kids are coming to, I want this, I want that, I want to go here, I want to go there. Sorry, you have no money. You know, do you understand?
No, I don't understand what you're saying. I did it because I wanted to do it, not because I had to do it.
Look, Niall, I'm going to emphasise this again. There's no way of sugarcoating this. Women are delusional. We let them come along.
Women in general are delusional.
They are, yeah.
All of them.
Yeah. All of them.
Okay, yeah. Stay there because... And Niamh, stay there, please. Just be a little bit delusional, a little bit longer if you possibly can. Sharon, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Sharon?
Oh, good afternoon, Niall. And well done, Niamh, for staying so calm. I've been jumping up and down shouting at the radio. I mean, delusional. There's only one person delusional in this conversation, and that's somebody that has obviously absolutely no respect that the female of the species is as intellectually equal to the male of the species, is as capable in a lot of ways, more so in some, men are more so in some. Look at COVID, the country that's actually had the best control over this international, world-stopping pandemic is run by a woman. To say that women...
That's it. Well, by the way, that's open to opinion, but however, Sharon, I'll take your word.
Well, yeah, I mean...
I don't necessarily agree with you, but some people do, yeah.
The statistics
mainly
are pretty...
I wouldn't agree with her tactic in relation to COVID. You're talking about Jacinda Ardern, of course.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't agree. A lot of people, including scientists and professors and doctors, have condemned her of the way that it's being handled in those particular countries. But then again, they don't have land borders, so yeah, I suppose it's okay.
They condemn everyone for
Well, that's a matter, again, I say it's a matter of opinion, you know what I mean? Okay, but okay, but getting back to what Jim was talking about. So, Sharon, do you think it's a man, I mean, the question I asked at the start of the show, is it a man's world or a woman's world?
I think it's an equal world. I think it's still a man's world and it needs to change. The pay gap is still huge, even though women do the same jobs as men.
Well, a lot of academics would tell you that's a myth.
It's not a myth.
It's illegal to pay a woman less money for the same job.
It is, but we had a huge survey across England and across Ireland on veterinary pay, and female vets are still doing the same jobs as men for significantly less money. It's the same in a lot of industries. There's still a natural bias there.
But when you talk about female vets versus male vets, I'm assuming you're talking about people with their own practices. They're self-employed people, so that's up to them to make money. So.
I mean, veterinary is very few. It's more so in Ireland, but it's very few people with their own practices these days.
But if there's two, if you're working in a veterinary practice and there's four vets working there, right, and somebody owns it, and two of them are male and two of them are female, it's illegal to pay the females less.
It is, but it happens across the whole.
Why am I seeing cases in the labour court every day?
Well, it should be. It should be happening.
No, I don't. I don't believe it is happening. I don't believe it's happening at all. That two people doing the same job in the same place for the same hours are getting less, a different amount of money. That's illegal. No,
I can show you this huge amount of proof.
When they talk about the gender pay gap, they talk about the fact that women are in a situation which is unfair in some sense. That they obviously, for a lot of reasons, because of the children, etc., etc., it's difficult for them to do the same hours. It's difficult for them to do the same time. And more women would take up the role, the maternal role in the family. So for those reasons, women don't proceed to their career as well as men. That's a different situation to saying there's a pay gap.
No, that's a natural situation, and in some cases that will always be the case. But there is absolutely hard evidence that this is not happening.
Okay. Again, academics will disagree with you. But however, I don't want to focus on one particular thing. But in general, you disagree with Jim, and I would too, in respect of his comments that you should know your place.
I know. I mean, if I knew my place, I'd be sitting at home, wouldn't I, with my knitting and looking after my children instead of currently working with the government to set up a new groundbreaking database to change animal welfare, running a music festival to fund a large animal charity, and also doing veterinary work across the country.
Okay, Jim, you know, I mean, Sharon obviously is a very busy woman, very career orientated, very qualified as a vet. Are you saying her place is at home, minding the children?
Maybe she should give herself a slap on the back. She's such a high opinion of herself. You know
what?
She should give herself a slap on the back because she has such a high opinion of herself.
How dare I be an achiever? How dare I, Jim? How awful!
Look, prior to this, Noel, if you go back into the 60s when all this female labour or whatever, women's liberation and your woman Germaine Greer and all this type of stuff, born your bras, girls and all. Prior to that, women were quite happy. It's only since they've...
What do you mean they were happy? So before women had the right to vote, etc., they were happy.
They knew their place, Niall, and everything was...
They were being looked after by men, so they were grand.
They were being kept for, and to be honest with you, most of them did okay. They didn't seem to be too upset about the whole situation. Whereas now...
They weren't upset, why did they rebel?
Because they're women.
Why did they go out march? Why did the suffragettes go out on the street if they weren't upset?
Because they're never happy, Niall. The more women get, the more they want. That's all. And that's the way, that's their make. I'm not, as you say, you can't argue about that. That's their physical make. And the more you give any woman, the more she wants. And they're never happy. And
is that not within human nature, within men and women, that the more they get, the more they want?
No, because most fellas would be more or less happy with their lot when they get to a certain point. They're not greedy. Women are greedy.
in general. That's a very general statement. Well, I mean, you're clearly married. Are you talking about your own missus there?
No. Look, I married a woman.
I hope she's listening today.
You know, and just a fantastic woman. But what I'm saying to you...
Does she know her place?
What?
Does she know her place?
Yeah, actually she does, yeah.
Sharon, Sharon, it's even difficult to argue with that, isn't it, really?
Look, some women are happy with that. Of course they are, but some blokes are happy with that. I've got friends who the women work and the guys stay at home and look after the kids, and they're happy because everyone's allowed to make their own choices of how they run their own life. But they shouldn't be, curtailed by other people's opinions of what women should and shouldn't be able to do. It's madness.
Everybody's entitled to their opinion. You know, the whole thing is that, as I say, there's a cohort of women out there. A cohort of women out there who believe that's it now. As I say, these more sort of, I suppose, ballsy type women that think they're better than guys and they're out to take over.
You mean women with ambition? Yeah, sorry. So I just wanted to clarify.
No, because they actually think they're better than us.
And okay, well, we'll stay there for a second. Let me go to Pat. Pat, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Pat? It's difficult to listen to this.
Okay, would you listen to that crap? It's just dribble. I never heard the lyrics. Well, unfortunately, we have heard the lyrics of it.
Okay, well, he said a woman's place is in the home, basically, and he's more or less saying that women should know their place. Yeah.
If a woman's place is in the home, she wants to be in the home. If that's her decision to make, it's as simple as that. And it's none of this. See this whole... It's all... Oh, it's all out. You know what I'm saying this day and age? It's a question. People do what they want to do at the end of the day. I'd love to see a strong woman. I'd love to see a woman with ambition. You know, doing what she wants to do. Not doing it for the sake of doing it. You know, men and women are the same anyway in that regard. And I have to say,
it's fair to say, I love to see everybody, anyone with ambition.
He's intimidated by women.
It does sound like you're a bit intimidated by women. I mean, Jim, in my job here, for example, you know, all the, well, with the exception of Mike Hogan going back about 7 years ago, and Mike used to be the producer of the show, all the producers and researchers of the show have always been women, and I found them to be better at their job generally. I'm not threatened by them.
Yeah, your words saying I'm intimidated. I'm saying is that they're getting above their station. I mean, that bloke there that's going on about, I've never heard so much dribble. I suppose you have coffee mornings in your house with all the women, do you?
Above their station? What's their station? What's their station in life? Tell me. What's a woman's station in life?
That's what they do. I don't have to explain that to you. You sound as though you're over 18, so you should know.
There's no explanation. I couldn't explain the attitude you have.
You're one of those effeminate blokes that other lad was talking about. That's what you are.
You reckon, yeah?
You're on the wrong side of the fence.
You know, any man, a proper man, would not be intimidated by a woman, just because she's a woman.
Yeah, well,
I think he's intimidated by a woman who might have a level of intelligence and education.
I think that's what he's intimidated by.
Well, that's what you're kind of insinuating. You're insinuating you're intimidated by a woman, Jim, who might want to make decisions.
Women have to accept that.
Okay, well, let me just go to Debbie as well. Debbie, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Debbie?
Hiya, I'm in shock. Jim, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you have children?
Yeah.
Do you have daughters?
Yeah.
How would you feel if a man spoke to them or about them the way you're speaking about women right now?
I haven't said anything derogatory, I've only said the truth.
You're a very delusional man, very disrespectful and very ignorant.
Your version of the truth, Jim. Your version of the truth.
Yes. I didn't come on to insult you because I think ignorance is bliss. And I think that how you're speaking is very ignorant. So I don't think you'd hear me anyway. But I have two daughters. And if I heard a man speak about women, like with me, I don't care what you say about me because I'm strong enough to just not care. But I have... Come on. You said women are less than men.
But they are.
How are women less than men?
If the cap fits, you should wear it. And it's a man's world. That was the debate today. Is it a man's world or a woman's world? It's a man's world, and you can't accept that. That's the problem with you as women.
I don't think it's a man's world at all. I think you're entitled to have some respect for women and let a woman speak.
It doesn't count.
I think that men...
Hang on, let her speak. Let her speak, Jim.
I think that men actually have it hard in other ways that women have it hard. like, with the thing with men and depression and sadness and things like that, like, they can't show it. Well, they can, but most of them choose, you know, not to because of people like you. They can't cry. They can't show their emotions. They're holding it in, and when they're broken on their own. And with women, it's more acceptable for us to cry because this is the way, you know, people always thought. So I think that men have it a lot harder in some ways, and I think women have it a lot harder in other ways, like the likes of childbirth. You can't do that with us. You know, and if a man's hurting, I think it's harder for a man to say he's hurting.
And when you're crying, when you're maxed out your credit card, is it? And you come to your husband to get more money.
You have a very unhealthy view of women, by the way. I don't know what your personal experience has been with your other half, Jim, but you have a very unhealthy view of what women do in life.
Hold on a minute now. Get off the fence now. You're not.
I'm not being on the fence. I'm being honest. My partner is an equal. She's an extremely intelligent woman, or I probably wouldn't be with her because I love intelligent conversation. She has a view, has her own opinion, and she works hard. I mean, so what? She's equal to me in the relationship. What's the difference?
That is your opinion and you're entitled to it, but I'm saying the world doesn't work.
I'm not suggesting men and women aren't different, by the way. Of course they are. They're drastically different.
Yeah, but they're not.
Physically, emotionally, women have different assets that they bring to the table. Men have different assets that they bring to the table. That's life. And I believe you're right. The one thing you are right about, I think the roles that we play in life as men and women are very important. But that doesn't mean they can't be equal and they can't have the same ambitions and want to achieve the same things. You're being ridiculous, Jim.
They'll never be equal.
What you're saying is just disrespectful.
But it's not disrespectful. It's the truth. Oh, and you can't handle the truth. Most women can't handle the truth. That's why they start whinging.
How is that the truth? Like, women go through childbirth. Could you do that?
That's the way life works, you know?
Yeah, who put you on the planet? Who raised you? Who brought you up? Where would you be today if it wasn't for your mother, by the way?
That's nothing got to do with what we're talking about.
Oh, well, I think it is. All right, listen, Debbie, thank you very much. I have to wrap it up anyway. I've gone way over time on that.